White House,
the pleasant, professional female voice answered. What can I do for you, Colonel Castillo? I need Rear Admiral K.G. Jacoby on a secure line. He's aboard the USS Ronald Reagan, which is somewhere between Norfolk and Key West. There was a moment's pause, then the operator replied,
The difficult we do immediately, sir. The impossible takes a little longer. I'll have to go through the Navy. That'll take a little time. Can I call you when it's set up?
Can I stay on the line?
Certainly.
Navy.
White House. We need a secure, encrypted voice connection to the USS Ronald Reagan. It's in the Atlantic some...
We know where she is. Thank you very much, White House.
Reagan.
Navy. Establish secure, encrypted voice connection.
Hold one, Navy. Navy. Reagan. This connection is encrypted, Class 2.
Reagan,
the White House is calling. Request upgraded encryption.
Hold one, Navy. Navy, Reagan, this connection is now encrypted Class 1.
White House, Navy, you read?
Reagan, this is the White House. We're calling Rear Admiral K.G. Jacoby.
White House,
Reagan.
Ma'am, the Admiral is in his cabin. He has only Class 2 encryption on that line. It will take a minute to get into the secure voice communication room.
We'll wait. Thank you.
Radio voice commo room.
Go.
We have Admiral Jacoby. Encryption status Class 1.
White House,
Navy, you read?
Admiral Jacoby?
Speaking.
This is the White House. Please hold for Colonel Castillo. Go ahead, Colonel.
We have verified Class 1 encryption?
Yes, sir, we do.
Good evening, Admiral. My name is Castillo.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I'm a lowly lieutenant colonel. What's this all about, Colonel?
Sir, I am in receipt of your urgent, referring to the Army helicopters you now have aboard. Your message referred to me as Costello.
Sorry about that.
Sir, getting my name wrong apparently is not the only communications problem we are having.
Is that so?
Sir, it was intended by the Secretary of Defense that you or Captain Kenton receive your orders regarding the helicopters from the Secretary of the Navy. According to your urgent, Captain Kenton spoke with the Deputy Secretary.
That is correct, Colonel. Frankly, I wondered why the Deputy Secretary didn't call me.
Sir, I had nothing to do with that call, but I am calling to do what I can to straighten out the mess. Let me begin by saying the helicopters are involved in an operation classified Top Secret Presidential.
I've heard nothing of the kind, Colonel.
Yes, sir, I understand. But that being the case, it is the reason the Army officer in charge was unable to explain what he's doing or permit inspection of his helicopters. Unless I'm mistaken, there is no one aboard the Reagan with that security clearance.
Excuse me, Colonel. Is there some way I can verify what you're telling me? This is highly unusual.
Yes, sir, it is. May I suggest, sir, that you contact the Secretary of Defense, or alternatively, wait until Colonel Jacob Taurine, U.S. Air Force, arrives on the Reagan.
What did you say?
The Director of National Intelligence, Ambassador Montvale, as we speak, is arranging for Colonel Taurine, who is my deputy, to be put aboard the Reagan.
Your deputy? You gave me to believe you are a lieutenant, Colonel.
I am, sir, and Colonel Taurine is my deputy. We have both been detached from our respective services, sir, for this duty, and normal military protocol does not apply.
I will be damned.
I admit it often causes some confusion, sir. But as I was saying, sir, Colonel Taurine will arrive on the Reagan, probably within a matter of hours, and he'll tell you what he can about what is being required of you. In the meantime, sir, I would be grateful if you could do several things.
Such as?
Sir, please permit the Major to establish communication with us using the equipment he has with him. That is so much simpler for us than going through the White House switchboard.
Well, I can't see any reason why that can't be done.
And, Admiral, the sooner you have the helicopters moved to the hangar deck and the paint stripping started, the better.
I don't know anything about any paint stripping, Colonel. What's that all?
Colonel Taurine will explain what has to be done, sir, when he comes aboard. He paused, crossed his fingers, and went on. "Sir, with respect, I suspect you're having trouble accepting all this. May I ask, sir, that you immediately communicate with the Secretary of Defense to get his assurance?" There was a moment's silence, and then Admiral Jacoby said, "I think we can hold off, Colonel, until your deputy comes aboard. But in the meantime, I'll have the aircraft moved to the hangar deck and the paint stripping started." "Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Break it down, White House." Admiral Jacoby just had time to say, "Shit," before a hissing announced the connection was gone.
"How'd I do, Dick?"
"I think you ruined the Admiral's day."
"He was about to ruin mine. You know what to tell Jake, right?"
"He just took off from MacDill. That's next."
"Thanks a hell of a lot, Dick," Castillo said, then signaled to Lester to break the connection. Castillo looked at Pevsner.
"Now that that's done, you want to tell me about the pistol?" Castillo said.
"People are trying to kill you, friend Charlie."
"You mean right here and now? Or can we go finish our dinner?"
"We will talk after dinner," Pevsner said.
Castillo picked up the Argentine 45, slipped it into the waistband at the small of his back, and gestured for Pevsner to precede him out of the room.